corporate parenting within our setting is very much tailored for the individual need, depending on the young person. For example, we may have an 11-year-old who has been residing at home, and this is their first care placement, and they have no contact with family, and therefore we step in and do your basic care needs, showering, looking after themselves, brushing teeth. We arrange all their medical appointments, dental appointments, things like that on their behalf. Or it could be a 16, 17-year-old who's attending college, and the work we are doing is about providing them self-care skills for moving on, whether that be back with their family setting or whether it's into another sort of through care placement where they're continuing to attend further education beyond what we can offer. There's a number of difficulties. The most common one is probably resistance from the young people to anybody but their family trying to parent them or trying to step in. It takes a long time for them to develop relationships in which they can trust and which they can rely on to help them. And depending on what age we get the young people in, you know, it limits the time we've got to do that work with them before we need to start doing the other kind of work that needs done with them to move them forward. To overcome those difficulties, we have a key worker and key teacher set up where they meet at the start and end of every term. The key worker does a lot of the self-care skills and the corporate parenting type role. And then we have staff teams of 8 or 9 staff that work with a small group of young people who meet fortnightly and review each case and look at where we're going with that as well, so that we try to keep consistency around the young people regular as possible, so that they know who's on shift, who's coming in, who's not, who they can turn to, who they can speak to, and just try and keep it as structured as possible in that way. Consistency is important in terms of the young people knowing what support's available for them, knowing when they're next going to be able to speak to their key worker, who's going to be there, knowing who's going to be attending meetings. It means that if they have a conversation with their key worker, they know that that conversation is being listened to and will be taken forward. And a lot of our people, you know, struggle with attachments, and consistency helps them develop those attachments. So for them, it's about knowing who's on shift tonight, who's on overnight, who's on the following day, and that just helps them relax because they know who's going to be around and who can support them with any needs that they may have. I think often the light bulb moment for the young people where they realise the support and care they're getting comes when they start looking at the transition from moving on from care, and they realise that the support they've got and the risk associated of that support not being around for them. And I think that's when they begin to recognise that they do have that support network there, and they do have people they can trust and that they can rely on and that they can turn to in need. And it often becomes an unsettling time for them, grappling with the concept of maybe not having the same levels of support around for them. And again, that's where the through care, aftercare plan that we put in place should be able to support them a bit better with that and develop that a bit more for them. The aftercare plan is vital in terms of ensuring that they transition smoothly and that they're able to contact us as much as we can contact them and answer any questions they may have and still provide a level of support if they're not getting it from whatever their final destination may be.